All right.
I'm praying for my sister, Kat.
Yeah. She's cancer-free. Kat doesn't have cancer. Blood test to determine going forward.
Hallelujah.
Ha! 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 Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hee! Glory to God. Ha! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you hear your children and you answer your children, because you are extremely faithful. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, you placed us right amongst a bunch of believers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd rather have two or three believers praying for me than 1,000 doubters. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Woo! That's right. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, Hattie's going to get a good report. Hallelujah. I don't know when. Yeah, because they say it's too late. Well, it ain't too late for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Cancer don't line up with his word. It don't. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. We're going to keep praying for Hetty. We're going to keep believing for Hetty. We pray. God heard us. He's going to answer. Let's look in Mark chapter 5. What is it, just right on time? I was wondering. Now I know. Look in Mark chapter 5, starting in verse 21. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. I bet the devil gets mad when we wake up. Ah, oh, there they up. Woo! What I tell you, Mark 5:21. Actually, that's what I wanted to tell you. It says, now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. So the first thing Jairus does, he finds Jesus and he worships. First thing he does. Glory to God. And he begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she will live. Now notice, Jairus has faith right now. Come on. He heard about Jesus. He went and found Jesus. He worshiped Jesus. And then he said, listen, come lay your hands on her. She's going to live. He had faith before he seen anything. His daughter was sick. He had faith. Come on now. This is important. He wasn't hoping. He didn't say, I think she might get better. He said, listen, he said, come lay your hands on her, and that she will be healed and she will live. He had faith for the laying on of hands. Come on now. Oh, glory to God. And look, so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Jesus didn't say, well, I don't know, Jairus. Don't know if she's going to make it. I ain't got time for that, Jairus. You know, she's been a bad girl, and so she deserves this. He didn't say none of that. He didn't say, Jairus, you a sinner. I can't go to your house. Come on. Jesus turned immediately, and all right, let's go. I see that you have faith for me to go lay hands on. Let's go lay hands on her. She's going to be well. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so then starting in verse 25 now here's a kink in the plans. Now a certain woman comes, and she has an issue of blood. And she's not even supposed to be here. But as she's going through there, and we're not going to read about her because she's not really the key, what I want to focus on. But the thing is, we can't skip her neither. So she's going through the crowd, and she says, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. So her faith lies in her touching Jesus, the hem of his garment. But she doesn't say, I might be healed. She says, I will be healed. And she works her way through the crowd. And when she gets up, we know that when she gets up, she touches the garment. Power leaves God, leaves Jesus, and power goes into her, and she's healed. Come on. But she had faith when she went. Now, let's get back to J. Iris, because if you was J. Iris and your daughter's at the point of death, and you done went and got the healer, and you said, come on now, let's go to my house and come lay hands on my daughter. I need you to come now because she's at the point of death. And then all of a sudden, somebody else comes in and they interrupt the whole thing. Now Jesus stops because Jesus says, whoa, who touched me? So we got a hold up. Now notice Jairus, he didn't fuss about it. He didn't say nothing. He let Jesus carry on his conversation. This is not something that took place in 30 seconds. And Jairus, you know he's got to be in a panic. Come on, your kid's at home about to die, and this is the only answer you've got. You're really kind of anxious about, now look, Jesus, we ain't got time for you talking and jabbing and all that. You need to get to my house. But Jairus didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. And Jesus has this conversation. In fact, he has to talk with the all right, who touched me? And Peter and him saying, Lord, look. Hundreds of people is touching you. Yeah, but somebody special touched me. So this conversation is taking a little while. And Jairus, he's just patiently sitting there waiting. I'll tell you something. Faith requires patience. Come on now. This is important. Because we like to give up. We like to get impatient. We like to think, well, if you don't come now, it ain't going to happen. If you don't come now, it ain't going to happen. But Jesus said, it'll happen when I get there. And Jairus is saying, all I need him to do is lay hands. It don't matter about nothing else. He comes and lays hands. Jesus, she needs you too. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Go down to verse 35. Well, hold on, we've got to back up. No, that's right. Right here at verse 34, you know, Jesus, you know, he's talked to the woman. He said, all right, baby. He said, your faith has healed you. Verse 35, while Jesus was talking to the woman with the issue of blood, who had an issue of blood, who no longer has an issue of blood, glory to God, some came from the ruler's house, of the synagogue's house, who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? Uh-oh. Jairus had faith. Jesus was coming to heal his daughter. And in the process, in the holdup, his daughter dies. Jairus was excited about the Messiah coming to his house. And he really believed that this is going to happen. He done prayed the prayer of faith. And bad news. Don't look good. Daughter's dead. But look what Jesus did. As soon as Jesus heard the word, come on. As soon as he heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid. Only believe." Jairus, don't let the darkness stop you from believing. Don't let the bad report stop you from believing. Keep believing. I know it looks bad. I know it looks dark right now. I know that this ain't what you prayed for, and it ain't looking like it's going the way that you believe. But don't quit believing. Oh, my goodness. This is important. Because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody else gives up right here. It's too late. That stinking woman with the issue of blood. If Jesus would have only hurried, it wouldn't have been too late. That's a natural instinct, folks. Got a bad report. The report's not good. Nothing Jesus can do now. But Jesus said, don't believe that. Don't believe that. Don't pay attention to that word. You know, we've been talking about the word is seed, and that the seed produces. Well, there's good seed and there's bad seed. There's seed that produce faith results, and there's seed that destroys faith results. And Jesus, when he heard the word spoken, when he heard the word from the evil, when he heard the word that was contrary to God's word, he said, don't listen to that. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Come on, we get these words all the time. He says, don't listen to that. Only believe. Glory to God. And he permitted no one to follow except Peter, James, and John. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a bunch of peoples, because I can't pronounce that word, and those who wept and wept loudly. And when he came in, he said to them, why make all this commotion? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And we all know that the child was actually dead. But Jairus has found the one who can raise the dead. Jesus is still raising the dead. He's still bewildering doctors left and right. He's still his word has priority over the world's word, over Satan's word. His word has priority, but he has to have somebody believing. Your kids is out there running wild. Your kids ain't got act like everything's going wrong. Bible says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's what the Bible says. I'm gonna stand down that right there. I ain't paying attention to what my kids is doing. Oh, glory to God. Kids is going through marriage trouble. Well, marriage is the plan of God for my kids. God's gonna he can fix anything. You got to get God's word. You got to find something in there and say, this is for me. This is God's word, and I'm gonna stand on that. Don't be afraid. Don't believe that report. Believe God's report. Come on. Don't be afraid. I know it looks bad, Jairus, but that ain't that. Don't go by looks. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. And we live by faith in the word of God. Come on. And so you gotta stay on that word, because I'm going to tell you what. Most Christians, because the world don't have any clue about none of this, most Christians give up at the sound of it's too late. I don't think it's ever too late. Oh, praise Jesus. You see, faith speaks. Romans 10:6. Romans 10:6. I'm going to have to move fast here now. It says, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. So faith speaks. Faith speaks. When you get that bad report, you got to say, oh, no. Here's what the Word of God says. And you got to say what the Word of God says. Faith speaks. He said, don't say in your heart. And we looked at this the other day. You know, who will ascend into heaven and who will bring Christ down? And we're going to go down to verse 8. And he says, but what does it say? What does faith say? Faith says the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. You got to get the word of God in your heart, and then you got to let it come out of your mouth. You got to speak what the word of God says, not what the world says, not what the circumstances say. You got to say what the word says, regardless of what it looks like. Don't be afraid. Only believe. And if you believe, you'll speak what you believe. You can't speak the circumstances, because you give the circumstances power when you speak the circumstances. But if you'll speak God's word, it will destroy the circumstances that's coming against God's word. The power of the tongue has life and death in it. So when you speak God's word, you're speaking life to God's word in your life, and you're speaking death to the circumstances that is contrary to God's word. Faith speaks. It doesn't sit there quietly. See, if you sit quietly, then you give the enemy ground to work in your mind and to work in your heart and to begin to change things in your mind and in your heart. But if you speak the word of God, then it will destroy those other thoughts. It will stop those other thoughts from having dominance in your life, and therefore you won't begin to believe those things. You'll believe the word of God. So many times we sit in here, and what we'll do is we'll just start thinking, well, I hope that's not true. And we go to thinking too much, and we're not speaking the word of God. You got to instantly say, no, I ain't going with that. Here's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says I'll be delivered. The Word of God says that He will provide all my needs. The Word of God says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I refuse to accept what the world says. I refuse to accept what the enemy's trying to plant in my life. I will speak the Word of God, and it will destroy the works of the enemy. There's power in the Word. There's creative power in the Word. There's destroying power in the Word. It'll create the things that needs to be created, but yet it will destroy the things that needs to be destroyed. When Jesus comes back, there's a sword that comes out of His mouth that destroys the thing. That's the Word. With a spoken Word, He will destroy every enemy. Glory to God. The whole problem is we ain't speaking. Faith speaks. See, if the enemy, we think that it's, you know, we'll hear a lot of this stuff, and then something will happen, and we won't say nothing negative because we can't say that. But we won't speak the Word. So we're still losing. We're still giving the enemy a foothold. Because you got to destroy. That's why I told people, go in and destroy everything in the land. Destroy everything in there. Don't leave nothing. Because it'll come back and bite you. That's why he told him. He said, get rid of all the Canaanites. Don't leave any of them. Because if whatever you leave, it's going to come back and get you. Whenever these things happen, you got to speak the Word of God over it. You're in a battle whether you want to be or not. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Oh, praise Jesus. Y'all just going to excuse me because, you know, that news about Cat, that just confirmed that you know, we on the right course right here. And I know this has been burning him, and I know we've been hitting it, but we can't stop hitting it. Because, you know, I can preach on this and everything else, but let me tell you something. The Word is not going to do great things in your life until you get a revelation of that Word. It's not my preaching that's going to help it activate it in your life. It's when you get revelation. I can get revelation, and it'll work for me, but if you don't get revelation, all you get is my teaching, it ain't going to do you no good. It's got to register you. You got to get revelation, or else you will not activate it. When you get squeezed, you're going to do the same thing you always do until you get revelation of it. But if I keep on preaching on it, maybe you'll get some revelation. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, come on, and he's talking about the same spirit of Jesus. He says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. Hallelujah. So he says, I believed and I spoke. Because I believed, I spoke. And here's the thing. If you don't believe, you won't speak. If you doubt it, you won't shout it. Come on. But if you really believe it, you're going to speak it. And it's gonna come just like that. It's gonna be instinct, because you've gotten it down in your spirit, and boom, it's what's gonna come out. I refuse to be defeated by the enemy. I am more than a conqueror. Oh, I'm victorious in every part of my life. Doesn't mean I ain't gonna have a fight. I'm gonna have fights. You can't be victorious without a fight. Everybody's scared of fights. But I'm gonna tell you something. Ain't no getting out of it. You can fight or you can lay down and get kicked. I ain't too much on getting kicked. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. So faith speaks, right? Is that right? Mark 11:23 says, if you say to this mountain, not if you think to this mountain, if you say to this mountain, you got to speak to the mountain. Come on, it's not enough to see the mountain and then pray about the mountain. He didn't tell you to pray about the mountain. He told you to speak to it. Glory to God. And now faith comes by what? By hearing and hearing the Word of God. Hearing and understanding the Word of God. Faith comes, glory to God, faith comes with revelation. When you get revelation of the word, when you hear the word and you receive revelation of that word, faith comes. Come on now. It's not enough just to hear it. You got to hear it and receive it and understand it and get revelation from it. You're going to have to believe the word. But the more you hear it, the more chance you got to believe in it. See, a lot of times we know these things. I know a lot of this stuff. And I'll speak it, but I'm going to tell you, deep down, I ain't so sure. I'm hoping to see some results. But faith believes that there's results before they ever see any evidence of results. That's what faith is. Otherwise, it's just hope. We got a whole lot of hope in the church, not a whole lot of faith. And I'm going to tell you something. Jesus said, if you had this faith as a mustard seed, he didn't say, oh, if you have great faith. He said, it just takes a little. Just a little faith. Oh, come on now. Because see, a little faith sprouts into big faith. He said, the mustard seed, when it's the tiniest of seeds, but when it's planted in the garden, it produces the biggest plant. Oh. So I got to start with a little and keep believing it. Oh, my goodness. Come on now. Every one of us in here needs, we need to activate. It's not that we need more faith. We need to activate what we got. He said, every man is dealt a measure of faith. So we got to activate the faith that we already have, and it'll grow into great faith. But we're not activating our faith. We let the circumstances move us right off of it. It's like playing King of the Log on the creek or whatever, you know. You're on the log, but the first fool that comes up pushes you off. You better get you a toehold. I ain't moving. I'm like a cat squirrel, man. You can't get me off this log. Hallelujah. Faith believes. Look at Mark 11:24. So faith comes by hearing and receiving revelation. Glory to God. If you ain't speaking it, you know, faith speaks. Faith comes by hearing. Glory to God. Faith believes. Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will receive them. Well, if we ain't receiving what we're praying for, must mean there's only one thing that could be the problem, is we don't believe that we receive them. We waiting to see them before we actually believe it. What would happen if you actually believed it happened before you ever seen it? I'm going to tell you something. You can't have faith to receive anything that you don't find in here. That's what the problem is. See, a lot of people, you know, you preach this right here. Well, yeah, but I think I want $1 million. Well, show me that scripture. Show me that scripture. Show me the scripture where God promised you $1 million. How are you going to have faith for something God ain't promised? But I'm going to tell you something. He said you healed by the stripes of Jesus. That's in this book. So I can have faith for that. I can get that word, hear that word, let it develop faith in me. Now I can believe that I receive it before I ever see it. I can sit here with a headache and believe that I'm healed from this headache because God's word says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. He said he sent his word and healed me. Glory to God. Says he went about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed by the devil. That's what the word says. So what I got to do is I got to get that word, I got to speak that word, glory to God, and I got to believe that it happens before it ever happens. Believe that you receive. Look in James 1. I think that's where I'm supposed to go. Woo! My goodness. James 1:6. Man, I am about to explode. James 1:6. Says, but let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith. Can't ask for something in faith that I don't know God ain't promising. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. See, that's where we, that's where, oh, there's the kink right there. There's the condition of asking in faith. Can't be no doubting. Mark 11, 24. Say to this mountain and believe and don't doubt. You'll have what you say. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. One minute we believe, next minute we don't. And it's never really that we believe one minute. It's one minute we hope, the next we're not sure. Must not going to be. Didn't see it happen the way I thought it was. Got impatient. It got darker before it got lighter. Gee, I could have said, too late. Got too dark in here. He didn't. They went on to his house. He could have just laid down and squalled. He could have ran and just left Jesus there, just went to comfort his wife or, you know, to mourn over his daughter. But he didn't. He had patience. That ain't what I prayed for. I didn't pray for her to die. I prayed and believed that when he laid his hands on her, she's going to live. And I ain't moving off of that. I ain't taking your report. I got faith and I ain't doubting. You ain't tossing me around. The word of God is truth. Everything in here is true. Everything. Come on. There ain't no half truths in here. And God's not a man that he can lie. Oh, glory to God. Everything here is true. Waiting on somebody to believe it. Waiting on somebody to say, I believe it, I will not doubt. I'll stand here as long as it takes, Jesus. You go on and heal that lady right there. You're going to take care of that business right there. You come over here and do whatever you need to do. But here in a little bit, you got to go lay hands on my daughter. I done prayed that prayer, and my daughter's going to live. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the doctor says, and I don't care what the people around her says. My daughter's going to live because you're going to lay hands on her, and you done told me you would do it. Oh, glory to God. Praise Jesus. My goodness. Sometimes it seems like the opposite is happening even when we pray the prayer of faith. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You pray the prayer, and with all of your might, you got scripture. You stand on that scripture, and I prayed the prayer of faith, and I'm believing that it's going to happen. But all of a sudden, it goes the opposite direction. What are we going to do? What you going to do? You better stand there, because if you take a step back, it's like the sea tossed, and I'm not sure anymore, and I don't know. We let the enemy begin to talk to us, and he moves us right off the scripture. Now we're not speaking anything but doubt. We're not saying what God says. We're wondering why he didn't answer. We begin to doubt God in every area of our life. See, I don't know about you, but Kat getting a good report right there don't do nothing but build my faith. It don't scare me. I know Hetty's not my sister, but it don't scare me. If Hetty was my sister, I'd still be believing. My dad died of cancer. I believed my dad would be healed all the way to the end. I don't know what happened, but it ain't rocked my faith. It ain't going to. Oh, glory to God. You know, I don't know what's in Hetty's heart. I don't know what Hetty believes. I don't know what my dad, I don't know what was in my dad's heart. I know what's in my heart. Glory to God. And I believe when I pray for people, I believe that things happen. I believe that cancer dies. When I sit here and say, I command cancer to die in the name of Jesus, I believe cancer cells are dying. I believe, I say in my prayer time, my personal, thank you, Lord, when I lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Glory to God. Does it happen 100% of the time? No, but it don't scare me. It don't move me off of it no more. I can't say what's happening on the other end. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I'm supposed to believe and not doubt. I know that I'm supposed to carry out what God tells me to do. I know I got scripture to stand on. That's what I know. And I know God's always faithful. He never, ever holds back on his promises. That's what I know. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, it just means that we're having a test of our faith. That's all it is. When it doesn't go the way that we think it ought to go, it's not that we're being tested, it's that our faith is being tested. Are we still in James? Look in James 2. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, come on, your faith is going to be tested. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. The testing of your faith. You're not being tested. Your faith is being tested. He says that this testing is going to produce patience in you. And look in verse 4. He says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Come on. When your faith is being tested, you develop patience, and therefore you can stay in faith in the middle of it, looking like it's going the opposite direction, and then you'll have everything you're asking for because you believe that you receive. You're going to have to endure. Your faith needs to be tested. Your faith needs to be tested. Man, I can't. This headache. Got this migraine. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Headache, you can't stay here. You've got to go. But then the headache persists. What do? We lay down. Oh, my God. This headache just won't go away. No. In the name of Jesus, you got to go, headache. You got to get out of here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. I had acid reflux. My whole life I've had acid reflux. And I probably told this story, but I'm going to tell it again to remind you. My whole life I've had acid reflux since a little kid. Acid reflux, indigestion constantly. No matter what, I can drink a glass of water at night, have acid reflux. Not eat anything, acid reflux. No matter what, acid reflux. Every night, get up and throw up. My wife can tell you for years, I got up every night and threw up. I finally got enough. I said, no. I sit on the side of the bed. In the name of Jesus, my digestive system is healed. In the name of Jesus. Indigestion, you got to go. Acid reflux, you have no authority in this body. Get out of here. And then I would try to lay back down, and it would come back. Finally, I had to get up and go throw up. And the whole time I'd be saying, no, I'm healed. I'm healed. I receive healing. I receive healing. And the next morning I'd get up and say, I thank you, Lord, my digestive system is healed. And that night I'd have acid reflux again. And I'd sit on the side of the bed and I said, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am not throwing up in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. My digestive system works perfectly. Glory to God. And I'd have to go throw up. And I did that for weeks, but every night, not one time did I say it won't go away. And I kept on. And I can't tell you the last time I've had to get up and throw up. You have to have patience. You have to let it run its course. It's going to get worse before it gets better a lot of times. But you got to stay because it's a test of your patience. And it's going to produce in you and make you complete because your faith is going to grow in every area when you have faith. Remember the other day I told you that whenever we God's working on things inside of us, and like for me, he's been working on me at some things didn't work. But it trickles off into every area of my life. It's producing something right here that's obvious. This is what we're working on. But it also produces stuff in my marriage. It produces stuff in my relationships with my kids. It produces stuff with my relationship with you. It produces stuff in every area of my life. It trickles in everything. So when I have patience, when I have faith to take care of this migraine and to get it out of my life, and I go through the patience and I go through the dark spots, it begins to trickle off in other areas of my life. It trickles off into my finances. It trickles off into my marriage. It trickles off into everything else. It produces stuff not just in this area, but in every part of my life. You see, right this very minute, faith is being produced in me. I don't know what's happening with you. But I know for me, these moments right here produce faith in me. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to speak God's word. Yeah, you have to choose to believe God's word when trials come. You have to choose to believe. You're going to have to make a choice. It's not God's not going to make you make a choice. The Holy Spirit's not going to make you make a choice. You got to make a choice. You got to decide whether you're going to believe God's word or whether you're going to believe the circumstances. You make the choice. And you're going to have to do it right in the middle of a trial. Right in the middle of it seeming like this ain't working. You think the enemy wants your faith to be produced or to be become perfect? You think, because I'm going to tell you something. If you can believe that these migraines go away and they don't come back, you're going to believe for something better the next time. Woo! Now you're dangerous. Now you're hurting the enemy, because now not only did you get faith for your healing, now when you go to laying hands on folks, boom, boom, boom. Woo! Changing the world. Expanding the kingdom. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Go to Hebrews 4. Oh, you're going to have to deal with it. Hebrews 4. Look at verse 11. Oh, yeah, this is good. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Come on, there's some rest we're supposed to be entering in. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living. Come on now, it's alive. His word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And it is a discerner. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God will let you know just what's in your heart. It'll let you know just what you believe. Come on. The word is powerful. The word can do surgery. The word can cut things out. It can develop things. It can build things. But it's gonna also let you know what's in your heart. He said, there's some rest for you. I got some rest for you. Glory to God. I got rest for you. But you're going to have to get in the Word to find it. You're going to have to get in the Word, and you're going to have to believe the Word to find the rest that you're looking for. Because there's nothing that pleases God but faith. Faith is what pleases God. Faith comes from the Word. You're going to have to build faith through the Word of God so that you can become complete. Glory to God. Oh, praise you. Look in verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains, oh, there's a promise. There's a promise of God right here. There is a promise right here. How many know God's faithful to his promise? Now, come on, he says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering rest, because so there's a rest that we should have. You ain't getting no rest with a migraine. You ain't getting no rest with acid reflux. You ain't getting no rest with cancer. You ain't getting no rest with problems in your marriage. You ain't getting no rest with problems in your finance. He said, there's a rest. Hallelujah. He's let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. In other words, don't be satisfied if you ain't found this rest. Praise God. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard, come on, they heard the word, did not profit them. So you can hear the word and it not profit you. Glory to God. Not being mixed with faith. Come on, you got to mix the word with faith. You got to hear the word. You got to mix it with faith. Glory to God. And those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter the rest, as he has said. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he who has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all the works, and again in this place they said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Israelites didn't enter. They didn't believe God's word. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. You got to hear the word of God. You need to speak the word so you can hear the word. The rest is in the word. The rest is in believing the word. The rest is in speaking the word. Oh, y'all got to get this, because I'm going to have to do it again next week. Glory to God. And in Romans 10:23, he says, he is faithful who has promised. He is faithful who has promised. If he promised you rest, there's rest for you. But he says you got to mix the word and faith. Numbers 23. We almost done. 23:19. And I'm going to read this in the New Living. God is not a man, so he does not lie. Come on. God's not a man. God don't lie. I might lie to you. Brother Marty might lie to you. Your mom and daddy might lie to you. Your kids might lie to you. Your spouse might lie to you. God is not a man that he's going to lie. He does not lie. Glory to God. So when you find it in his word, how many of you know this is the written word of God? God spoke it. Man wrote it. It's God's word. Can't lie in here. Come on now. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. God don't change his mind. If he told you you healed by the stripes of Jesus, that ain't changed. Some knothead I was looking on Facebook, and I try to stay away from there because it makes me mad. But I was looking on Facebook, and some knothead, I had to reply. He said the word of God has changed over the years. And I wanted to say you're an idiot, but I didn't. Y'all be proud of me. I just told him, I said, the word of God has never changed and never will, and I left it at that. The word of God don't change. I don't care. You know, if Jesus hangs out another 3,000 years before he comes, this word will be the same as it was when it was written. It'll be the same as it was when God spoke it. It's not going to change. God is not a man that he should lie, and he ain't human that he changes his mind. Oh, praise God. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? No. He has never failed to act. Has he ever promised and not carried it through? No. Every promise in the Word of God is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Every promise in here is for you. They can say, well, that was for the Israelites. No, let me tell you something. I'm adopted. I'm adopted by God. Everything in here from Genesis to Revelation applies to me. You say what you want to say. That's why people don't get what they ask for. That's why they can't get their answers, because they don't believe that the promise is for them. Well, God will heal you if he wants to. He said Jesus went about healing all that were sick and oppressed by the devil. If he didn't want all of them healed, then Jesus was going against God's word. Lord, I know if you will that you can heal me. I will. God supplies all my needs. All my needs. Nothing. But the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Not old pastures where there ain't no good grass. He puts me in the best pastures, glory to God, where there's green grass, glory to God. He puts me in the shady spots. Y'all might be in the sunny spots. I'm in the shady spots. I'm a fat sheep, and I don't like the sun. He leaves me beside the still waters. I got plenty of water, and it ain't nothing in that water spooking me. My God promised me that. That's a promise in Psalms 23. Hallelujah. Bring you there and let you look at it. It's for you too. It's all a matter. You know, I don't believe all that, Pastor. Well, then don't believe it. Don't get it. I'm going to hang out by the water, in the shade, in the green grass. Glory to God. Don't get mad at me, because I receive his promises. See, if we pray and stand on God's word in faith, it has to happen. Don't go to saying how it's going to happen. Don't try to get you a picture of how you think God's going to do it, because he's going to do it different than what you think. But it's going to happen. It has to happen. Because I stood on his word in faith. Glory to God. Circumstances may try to get you to believe different. That headache may come back. That acid reflux may try to rise up. But I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you have to go. Glory to God. It may get darker before it gets lighter. It may get worse before it gets better. But it's just a test of faith. Ha! It's just a test of faith. Oh, my goodness. And see, when your faith is tested, it produces great things in you. From faith to faith. But you can believe what you want to. You don't have to believe none of this. You can throw it out the window. You can leave it here if you want to. I'll take it. See, I don't know. I see what God's done in my life. I was crippled from a spinal thing, and God healed me. Glory to God. I had acid reflux. I had heat headaches. I've had a whole lot of stuff that God completely cured me from. Glory to God. This microphone's the next thing he's going to work on. Praise Jesus. I've lost tons of money and survived. Glory to God. God's healed my finances. He's healed my relationship. God's done lots of things in my life. Everything that I stand on, God takes care of. I don't know what y'all doing. I live like a king in green grass next to still water in the shady spots. Standing on the promises. You need to get in that word, find you some promises, and stand on them. Believe and don't doubt. Oh, what's that? I heard that one preacher said, don't doubt, shout it out. In the name of Jesus, healed by the stripes of Jesus.